Hey, this is In My Humble Opinion with Chaz Douglas. This is like a very special episode because this is like the first like release or first book review of my book Finding My Wife. So I got a very special guest, Dominique Pearson. Thanks for coming on, Dominique.
I'm so happy to be here.
So you knew about this book, you know, years before I put it out. I mean, you knew when I was writing it. You knew when I was, when I had finished it, and I'm like, okay, I'm done, but I'm afraid to put it out. And so yeah. I was just, you know, like, I wanted to thank you because you did encourage me. One, you was like, you know, I think you should, you know, I'm waiting on it to come out. I really think you should put it out. And you were very supportive. And then you were like one of the first people to, before I made it public, you know, I'm going to make it public before when this airs, it'll be public. But like you are one of the ones that like that read it and supported me before, like it, before I, you know, showed it to every, you know, before I revealed it to everybody. So I do thank you for like the encouragement and the support. Like you, as soon as I like text you like, hey, here a book, you like cashed at me. So I really appreciate your support and, you know, just, and then just being on here today.
Of course. I love to support my friends. You know that. And, you know, I've been looking forward to the book ever since you first told me about it. So yes, if you ever write another one like it, you know, I'm going to be your first customer on that one too.
Yeah. I do got some ideas for the next, you know, like for something similar. And so like, and one of the things that was like real cool is like, I remember you had, you text me, I don't know when you got it, but you read it really quick. And so,
oh yeah, I read it within 2 days.
yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, I thought you read it like it wasn't that long. And so you text me, I remember getting a text in the morning. It was like Sunday morning. And you were just like, just saying like you enjoyed it, you was invested in it, and it was, you were engaged in it. So without like giving out, without giving some major parts away, like what made you kind of, you know, what made you enjoy
it? What caught my attention?
Yeah.
One, the way you wrote it. So you wrote it the same way you talk. So it was easy for me to like follow along and not get bored, because when I was reading it, I felt like I was just having a conversation with you, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah, I appreciate that.
It wasn't like, oh, I'm reading like a instruction manual or a textbook. Like, I could literally hear your voice when I was reading the words, because you literally wrote it like with your normal dialogue. And I really appreciated that, because it like, that helped me be interested, because it's like, I like talking to you. So it's like reading your book, it was like, I still got to hear your voice in it.
The funny thing is, somebody else said the same thing. They was like, I felt like I was talking to you. Not now, like when I talk on the podcast, I do say, you know what I'm saying. Like I did, like it sound, it was, is clear English. You know what I'm saying? Like it's proper English. It's just like me, it's just in words. But you're not the first person. Somebody else said the same thing, like I felt like I was talking to you, and that's what I kind of wanted to be, is just like I'm telling my story and I'm talking to whoever's reading, you know, man, whoever, you know, is engaged with it. So I really appreciate you, and you know, just the feedback, because like I say this, like, you know, I wrote other books, some people will not, they'll buy it but they won't read it, which I mean, that's good to get the money or whatever, but it's like you kind of want them to read what you wrote, like you know?
I put some effort into this. I want you to see what I did.
Yeah, yeah. And so another thing, so like probably when I was done with it, I did have like before I printed it, before I published it, one of my good friends, it's funny because she's also in the book too. So I was like, she was like, I want to read it. So before, like, I made some adjustments after, like, it's not a completely different book from when I just emailed it to her to when I, you know, got it published. But it's, you know, it's about the same. And so she was like, so she read it and she was like, it, you know, it was good. And so she said, she was like, you know, Chaz, when I read it, I wanted to come over and give you a hug because I felt really bad for you. And so
I feel her on some of that, because it was some parts where I was like, oh, my friend. Like,
so that's what I was going to ask you. Like, did you feel bad? You feel bad for me?
Because, you know, like when you got friends, you care about them. You don't want nobody to like do them wrong or treat them some kind of way. So it was like certain points in the book, like I felt defensive over you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, dang, like, that's my friend. Why that happened to my friend?
Yeah. Yeah, no, and I was like, I can see that, you know, but I say this too, like, I don't want anybody to feel bad for me, because it's like, I was a willing participant.
I wouldn't say bad, like, I won't use that word. Okay. I feel like, I just felt defensive, like, I wanted to take up for you, like, how dare y'all do that to my friend, like, I just wanted to have your back.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that, yeah, and like, one of my guy friends, he read it. One of my homeboys, he read it. I think it's probably more of a, I wonder if it's a gender thing, because he didn't
feel like that.
He didn't say, man, I feel bad, or I feel like I should have did, you know, like, he just was like, he didn't feel like that. But I guess, you know, like, you know, a lot of women nurturing, and
we do approach situations differently.
Yeah. So I was just curious. I wanted to know if you know, and I'm glad you said not felt bad, but kind of was like defensive, like, you know, I wish I could have, you know, you could have.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, everything was a learning process for you. Like, you was going through this, and you was learning this, and you was finding things out about yourself. But it's like that journey was necessary for you to know who you are. Yeah. But it was just like, when those things happen, I'd be like, nah, y'all ain't do that to my friend. Like, I got mad at them.
Yeah. Because Dominique, you in the book. You one of the women that's in the book. How did you feel like how you were portrayed? Do you feel like I've been knowing you since what? I can't remember. Is it 19?
Since 2018.
2018. Mm-hmm. We wasn't cool until maybe, I didn't really, wasn't cool with you until like 1920 though. So.
Right.
But I love you though. And so. Mm-hmm. I wanted to, you know, I got a lot of love for you. I love you as a friend, and you just a good person. So I didn't want to, I want to make sure I did portray you a certain way, in a respectful way. Do you feel like I like portrayed you right? Or like, how did you feel about how I made the character that I made you to be? Not a character, but
like, I don't feel like you didn't do me justice. Like, I feel like you did a good job. Like, you know, I don't know if this make it sound bad, but I know I wasn't as significant in your dating journey as the other women.
Yeah.
So it's like,
that don't sound bad. It don't sound bad. You was just a part of.
Part of what it is. Yeah. Like, so it's like, when I read my parts, I was just like, no, like, this was real. Like, obviously, you know, you made your little tweaks, like, about maybe my race and stuff, but as a whole, like, I feel like it portrayed me what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought, you know? I did. I don't know, man. Can I put back on like who you, what your nationalities are? Cause I initially did put who you are. You are Peruvian, you are Black, Costa Rican, mm-hmm. Peruvian. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I did put that. Can I put that in there?
Right. I mean, you already published it.
Well, I mean, I can change it. Just so I can change it. Cause you know who I put. you know who you were, the character, the race. I got that from Zendaya.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah, Zendaya is.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I got. Yeah, Zendaya is that
nationality. She's beautiful. Look, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, that's where I got that from. I was like, I gotta kind of make some stuff up. So, because it is, you know, certain things in there is like symbolic of other people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was kind of like me kind of giving you like, you, that was a symbolic, it's symbolic that you were, you know, multi-ethnicity. Like, you know, like one of the things that, you know, everybody got their different perspective, and it's like, you know, you only know your perspective. So like, were you surprised or Like, what did you think about, like, how I felt and how I thought about you? Like, were you, like, surprised, like, I felt or thought about you the way I, you know, the way I put it in the book?
No, I wasn't surprised. I remember one time me and you were on the phone and we were talking about what you were going to write about me in the book. Oh, okay. And you was like, you was laughing, you was joking, and you was like, oh, I'm going to have to do it up, cause a little, like, stir up some fabricated just to make it interesting.
Yeah.
So then, like, when I was reading it, I was like, oh, God, what he going to say? What he going to say?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I did tell you that. I was going to put some
stuff. But then I got it and read it. I was like, oh, no, this, like, good. This normal. Okay,
No, I wasn't going to. You know, I made some things up in the book, you know, but it wasn't. You know, for the most part,
it wasn't completely off track.
Yeah, it was just minor things that I made up, or it was like, you know, I might have put two women together, and that might have been a character. That was somebody. You know what I'm saying? But it actually happened. It just maybe didn't happen with that person. It was like, you know, like just to, you know, that was kind of like my way of being creative, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
Because
the only other thing that I did notice, and I was like, I wonder, like, if anybody else gonna notice, but one of your characters. So when you talk about me in your book, you say that, like, I never, like, went on a date with anybody of multi ethnicities or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But so one of your characters in your book,
I've
had a conversation with, and one of our first conversations was about pie.
Pie.
And she was like, Do your family make sweet potato pie or pumpkin pie? And I was like,
Oh,
one of those pies. Why? And she was like, because you know you half white like me. And I was like, I'm not half white.
Oh.
So then I was like, why he didn't put that character as multi ethnicity?
Well, I guess what I was when I said that, I meant like like more than two.
Okay.
Yeah, like I like that person is, you know, black and white. That's funny. I forgot. I do remember her telling me that y'all talked about pie. Like, so what did you say?
It was a random conversation in the hallway.
Y'all was just in the hallway, and she just said pie.
She just asked me because we was right about to go on Thanksgiving break, and she just asked me like, "What kind of pie your family make?" And I was like, "We eat peach cobbler." And she's like, "Oh, because you know, like the half white, half black side." I was like, "My mom not white; she's Hispanic." And she's like, "Oh, okay."
Okay. But you know what? I never thought you were like mixed like with white though. I never thought that you were, you know.
You always knew it was something else.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. I meant like you had a few things going on with you.
Gotcha.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could tell that you were mixed with just more than, you know, you could tell. So, just like I said, like Zendaya got a little, you know, she got some things going on with her, so I just kind of put y'all in the same, you know what I mean, just because y'all got
a few things in the mixing pot.
Yeah, which is good. You know, God, when people, you know, are with different, you know, nationalities, they do make, you know, the child comes out, you know, very unique, which is good.
Yeah.
let me tell you this, too. I thought I did a good job with your hair too. Like, which the way I thought wasn't that good, because I was like,
I did like my description of me. I was pleased. I really was.
Okay.
I really was. I was like, okay, Chaz did a good job on my kids.
Yeah, I kind of could do that with you because I knew that you wasn't gonna come back and try to sue me or try to. I could describe other people pretty good, but I was like, they gonna know, you know, they gonna try to.
Like, they gonna know exactly who.
They gonna be like this. They gonna try to use my likeness and stuff like that. But, and I say this, like, I'm glad I put it out now, because I think if I would have put it out when I wanted, like initially, it probably would have been some anger or like right now, like I really. I'm putting out really just to like tell my story, and so people can like learn from my mistakes. I'm not putting it out because I'm trying to put somebody on blast.
Right. Like, you want people to be like, okay, let me read. If I experience something similar to this, or if I notice these things, I could take a, I could think about it, take a step back.
And, yeah. Yeah. That's what that's how I, like, and I'm, like I said, like, the women, some of the women that didn't go well, like I, you know, that I don't talk to, like I got a lot of respect for them. I respect them and I have love for them, and I don't want, you know, obviously some of them not going to be happy about it, but it's not, it's one, it's not personal. I'm not trying to put nobody on blast. It's just me sharing my experiences.
Yeah. And you should be able to do that without worrying.
Yeah. Sir. Yeah. And that's what, you know, we had a couple conversations about that. Like, you was like, don't really trip about that. And that's when I'm like, okay, let me just do it. You know, because I probably would not have done this for probably another year or so, maybe.
No. See, I'm glad you did do it. Cause one, do you know last time I read a book for fun?
I don't know.
It's been a long time.
Okay. Okay.
And so when I got your book, I was so excited because I had been looking forward to this forever.
Yeah.
And then when it came during the week. So I waited till the weekend to read it. And then I read it all of Saturday. I finished it up Sunday morning. It just was so good.
I appreciate
it. I was texting Rosh about it. Like, I was texting my sister about it. I was like, y'all gotta read this book.
you gotta Well, you gonna post it. I want you to like take a picture with it and send it to me, and then like post about it or something. Cause you got, I'll tell you this, like one of your podcast, the one that we did together, a lot of people listen to that.
Oh, cool.
So if you, I mean, there's a lot of people gonna listen to this one too, cause I know you gonna help me with like promoting it and stuff. But yeah, if you can help with promoting the book, I appreciate that.
You know I will. Look, I just been waiting on you to tell me I could post it.
Okay. I'll let you know when you could do that. But yeah, it was, like I said, it was two things. One, it was fun to write. And then like reading it, I'll tell you one of the things I was going through because I read it several times. Obviously, it's gonna have some type of, like, I'm gonna miss some things. But when I kept reading it, I was getting discouraged because I'm like, this don't sound like, I'm not feeling it. Like, I don't, but everybody that has read it has said it's good. Like, and I appreciate that because I did put a lot of time into it, and I did work pretty hard on it. And,
what do you feel like is not doing it for you?
Well, I think as I kept reading it, it just was like this, you know, certain things, like, it wasn't standing out to me, but it's probably because of one of those things, like, if you just keep seeing a movie or you keep reading it, it's like the more you do it, the more it's like it's not doing
like something off about it.
Yeah. So it was like I was reading it so much, then when I, like, if you put it down, when I stop, you know, if I stop reading it, I'm like, okay, I, you know, for a week or 2 weeks or something like that, then I, you know, or a month, and then I get back on it, then it's, oh, this is good. You know, I really like it. But it really was a healing thing for me too. Like, you know, right, writing it, like, it was kind of there. It was kind of,
like, was it like a good release?
Yeah, it was therapeutic for me. And I mean, it was that. And then it just kind of made me think, like, how much I've grown, you know, from, you know, because the book started, I was 22 when some of those things happened, and then it went all the way to like 35, because that was like when I did the reconciliation. Yeah, that. So that, which is kind of funny, because it's like, oh, this is content. Yeah, what I did, that was content. But I talking about growth and everything, I'm curious to know, like, because one of the lessons, because like every chapter, I think every chapter had like some type of lesson or something that I And I don't know. It's like
that you learned.
Yeah, something I learned. It's like 8 or 9 chapters. I don't know. But one of the main things that I learned was like I learned like how to really, really forgive. And
yeah. What, but in that forgiveness, do you also include forgiving yourself?
Yeah, yeah. I think I put forgiving myself. Like I think forgiving myself was harder than forgiving the other person.
Got you.
Because it's like, okay, I can do, you know what I mean? Like when you do something to yourself, it's like, man, I did this to myself. Like people going to do you wrong. But when you do something to yourself,
certain stuff, it's like you kind of get in the green light.
Yeah. 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 So like, why do you think, and I don't know if you've been through that, but like, why do you think it's hard, so hard for people to like forgive somebody that they were in a relationship with?
I feel like because, well, you know, I can't speak for everybody, but for myself, anytime it's been hard for me to forgive somebody I actually was in a, like, a romantic relationship with, it's because I did it to myself. Like, I put them on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
I set my expectations to a certain way, and it was, like, never any, they said they would live, some of them did say they would live up to these expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't. But other people, it's like maybe they didn't say it, but I still had these expectations anyway. So it's like when something did go wrong or something did happen, and they didn't, if they didn't know, like I hold you to this standard, or they don't understand the standard I'm holding to, it's like I can't help but forgive them because it's like this is what I think, it's not how they brain thinks.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. In the moment, I don't care about that. It's like how you don't get it. It's common sense. Like it's hard to forgive.
Yeah. Yeah, that the forgive, just like that was one of the lessons like that really stood out to me. Is
and it's important. And that's why I asked, like, do you forgive yourself for some of that? Because I feel like it is harder to forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it comes to, like I said, holding people to those standards, of course you're gonna hold yourself to a certain standard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what set the bar. It's like yeah. If you wouldn't do it, other people around you shouldn't or wouldn't do it. So it's like when you mess up or in your eyes, you think you messed up. It's real hard to forgive that because you feel like you should have known better.
Yeah. I'll say this. I might have put it in the book. I probably just maybe forgave myself or really not that hard on myself. Maybe the last year or so. Probably. It wasn't, I mean, I was forgiving myself. It was hard. Like sometimes I still go back. I mean, I don't do it now. Probably this last year, I probably say, you know what? I probably forgave myself because when I would during COVID, and especially during COVID, because it's like we just in the house. So you got a lot of time to just kind of, you know, I had a lot of time where I'm in my head. And so I had to
stop. Right, you just sitting with yourself.
And so I'm like, man, I wish I could go back to 2016. If I go back to, but it's like, I can't do that. And so, I had to get out of that. But I forgave myself now. And I think part of, it sounds weird, like obviously I'm not gonna get this part away, but it sounds weird, but it's like I don't know, you tell me what this is or tell me what your opinion is. Like some of the stuff is like I kind of want it, not that I'm glorifying it or I'm happy that I did it, but I kind of want people, you know how you want to tell somebody something even though it might be like it might be bad, it's like I just gotta tell this.
Yeah.
And it's like part of this being out is like, okay, I can let this part of my life just be released. And I'm not, you know, like I don't have to like hide it anymore.
And I feel like that's the freeing part because like you said, you're not trying to glorify it. But it's like when you do open up and let those things out, it take a weight off your own shoulders.
Yeah.
Like finally, this not burdening me. Like it's not holding me down, like it's out there.
Yeah.
So it's like, now what?
Because it's like, okay, now it's nothing that, you know, a person can say, like, it's out there. Like, I'm not trying to hide that, you know, or people, you know, because I tell you this, and you know this person, we had talked when we not recorded, but somebody that you know will bring that up and say, well, you know this, you know, I have to talk to you about it. I can't say it here because it'll give away. Right. But they like they remind me of some of the stuff.
I feel like I might know who you're talking
you
about.
You know exactly who I'm talking about. And they have made little jokes about it. It's like, all right, you know, you can make these jokes or whatever, but it's I mean, I forgave myself. It's in the past. Like I, you know, I'm not perfect. But now this was good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm not gonna stay on too long because it's like I'll be giving the book away if I mean,
right?
Giving
we don't
want
to get no spoilers. Yeah. We want them to read it.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you this. She's not gonna listen. But one of my, and we cool. She'll be fine with this. One of my coworkers was like, we had talked. She bought the book. But uh-huh. She want me to tell her what's going on in the book. Like, no, you need to read it. Like, it's right there.
See, I'm a person who don't like spoilers. I know other people just want you to tell them and then they'll get the details. I want to find out along the way.
Yeah, so, no, I was like, I'm not about to tell. I'm like, you, if anything, one is like, you didn't pay for it. Why don't you just get your money's worth and just read it? You know, I tell people, you don't even have to read the whole thing. If you want, like, some, just read Wife Distraction.
Right. If you just get to that part.
If you just get to that part, then you'll be, like, I'm not about to tell you about that. Like, you just got to read it. And then I think that post-Wife Distraction is pretty good, too.
I feel like everything leading up was like, okay. Then when we got there, it was like, this is nitty-gritty.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like, no, I'm not about to tell. You know, like, I'm not going to tell you if you don't buy it, because that's part of the reason why I want you to buy it, so you can know, you know what I mean? But she was like, just tell me. No, you need to find out. You need to read it.
Right, read it.
You read it. Hey, and like you said, it's not like this hard, deep book. It's very...
Once you start, like, you keep going.
Yeah. And so sometimes I was like, should I made it longer? Because I could have made it longer. But I was like, because a lot of people said, like, they read it in a day. Like, I know Delisha said she read
it
in a day.
If I didn't have, like, work in the morning, I could have read it. And like, if I wasn't tired, like, I do other stuff when I get home for the weekend. But if I didn't have other things going on, I could have read that in one sitting.
Yeah, that's what Delisha
said. That's how engaging it was.
Yeah.
And it definitely could have been longer. Like, if you wanted to add on more, it wouldn't have felt like, oh, you stretching it. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. But it wasn't like it was any, like, it was good.
Yeah, that's good. Not, you know, and I thought about, like, it was certain parts is like I could have added more, but then I also felt like, because there's some other stories that I could put in there, but it was just like, I just feel like it would have been stretching, you know, like trying to force a story. Like, I didn't want to force a story. I just kind of wanted to, like, flow.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm glad that we, you know, we was able to talk. And, like I said, I felt like I did you justice. Because, you know, like, even the like I said, I knew you wasn't going to try to come back or anything like that. And you'd be like,
Taz, I'm suing you for defamation.
Well, it's like, I didn't want to, like, you know, you my girl, so I wanted to make sure you was portrayed the way, you know. And it wasn't like we after the whole COVID thing, like, we still remain good friends. So
we've never been in a bad spot.
Yeah, we never been in a bad spot. The only thing I say about you was, like, I was thinking about this. This was kind of funny. I deserve that though. When you yelled at me.
When I yelled at you in the hallway.
Yeah, when you yelled at me. And I was like, that's the only thing. But the thing is, I do respect that, because I don't, like, that's not even me to do that. Because we was doing something and he was like, you gave me some bag or something like that. And I just didn't, mm-hmm. I wasn't listening. You was telling me, you told me something. Obviously, I wasn't listening. I just kept going forward what I was doing. And then you, like, you didn't grab me. You just kind of, like, had your fist up. Like, you're not listening to me. And I'm like, I was like, okay, maybe I need to listen. You know, maybe I need to stop what I'm doing.
I think about that often.
But I didn't take it like that. I'm like, yeah.
I do think about it often. I feel bad. Because I
don't feel bad.
Like, growing up, people used to always tell me I was mean, right?
No. You was never, I never got mean from you.
But that be my worry. Because as an adult, I do try to be a nicer person. Yeah. So it's like, when I did that, I was reacting. But then afterwards, it was like, dang, did I come off mean?
No. I don't even know why I did that. Like, I just was doing, because I usually listen. Or I usually would be like,
yeah. You're a very attentive person.
So I'm like, why did I just keep doing what I was doing? Like, why did I not listen? So it was like, I think that's funny. I'm being funny where I say, like, we got issues. I got an issue with you.
Yeah.
But it was like, not that you was going to hit me, but you know, like, if somebody could envision,
I was trying to be assertive. Yeah. You wasn't listening to me.
And I just kept doing what I was doing. Like, I was just like, all right, I'm going to just do this. Like, I'm going to do this. And it'd be like, stop. You know, you was giving me some direction or telling me, like, whatever it was that you was telling me, but I don't even know. I just ignored you. I just thought I was right.
We all have our moments.
Yeah, but no, I thought that was kind of funny. And I think Kenya was right there too. She was just kind of looking like, yeah, you should have listened, Chaz. But
listen, Kenya enjoyed that. She loves when I go off on people.
Yeah, that was, she was looking like, yeah, like, I guess
she will laugh about any time I react that way.
Yeah, no, that was fine. It wasn't like you just yelled at me just to yell at me.
Just for no reason.
Yeah, it was like you was trying to get my attention. Yeah. Yeah. You wasn't just yelling at me just to yell at me. You was just, I just didn't pay attention. And that's what happens when you don't pay attention. I should have just listened, but it's all good. You know, it was always love. Yeah, it was always love. I'm glad that we did connect though.
Like, I am too.
I'm glad we did connect. It wasn't the way, like, initially how I thought it was going to be, but it was still, I'm still glad that, we, you know, because we still friends.
We maintain our friendship.
Yeah,
we catch up.
Yeah.
I am enjoying having you in my life. Yeah. So I am glad that we did that.
Yeah, so it was cool to do that. I'm not going to ask that just because. It was about the last relationship that you not intervened, but I'm not going to ask that because we already talked.
You sure?
But I think you already said it because I was like, you know, obviously the last podcast and then even in the book, I talk about
how you prefer to hang out with me.
Yeah. It was. And so I was like, I don't think that was immaturity. I think we talked some years after that, and you was just like, Chaz, it sounded like you just was settling. Because if I was really into that woman, then I wouldn't wanted to be closer to somebody else.
Right.
So.
Like, if y'all had that connection and it was meant to be, like,
yeah,
that wouldn't have been a conflicting thing in your mind. Like, I'd rather be with my friends.
Especially my friend that yells at me. But I don't take that as like we was having some issues. I don't think we ever had like no like
disagreement. Yeah, we ain't never had like beef.
Yeah, no disagreement like that. Cause I sent you some plants.
You sent me the plant holders.
Oh yeah, the plant holder. I don't know if you sent me anything.
I sent you money for the book.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. And that's better than anything. That's better than a birthday gift. I do. I mean, you don't have to do that, but it is.
You want a birthday gift?
No, I think I sent you an Air Force hoodie that I wanted. But they might not even have it on Amazon no more.
Oh, you did. That is, you did.
I think I bought you a projector.
You did buy me a projector. Was that for Christmas or for my birthday?
I think your birthday. So, I mean, like
I mounted it in my living room. I just used it this morning.
Good. Yeah. So, like I said, I'm glad we connected. You're a good person. You know, I wish you well, you know what I'm saying, with your, you know, with your career and then even with your relationship. You know, I'm behind you 100%.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, I support everything you do.
Yeah. So, this is in my humble opinion with Chaz Douglas. I had Dominique Pearson. I forgot what your name is in the book. I think I asked you, but your name, that's your real name, isn't it?
That's my real name. That's my middle name.
Yeah. So people, it's going to be easy for people to figure who you are.
Because I was like, when I was reading stuff, I was like, ooh, I know who this is. Ooh, I might know who this is.
We'll talk when we get up, as soon as I press record, unrecord or whatever it is. So we, but yeah, this is my humble opinion with Chaz Douglas. I had Dominique Pearson on, AKA Ariel, or that ain't AK. Yeah, I guess it is AKA Ariel. You can get the book. It's on Amazon. It's under Chaz Douglas, Finding My Wife, Lessons Learned in Dating. And I also had a link on the notes if you're interested. But it, you know, like Dominique says, I think it's an easy read. It's pretty engaging. If you listen to the podcast, it'd be probably similar to how I talk on the podcast in the book as far as, like, you know, some of the topics and some of the things that I went through. And you can also go
on, listeners, read the book.
Thank you, Dominique. And you can also go on to ChazDouglas.com if you're interested in writing your story. Again, thanks, Dominique, for coming on.
Of course.